Governor Peter Shumlin wants to institute the nation's first state-based single-payer healthcare system. But before policymakers can move to a publicly financed program, they need to understand how Vermonters pay for healthcare under the current regime. And the executive and legislative branches have embarked on independent quests to find answers to the same questions.
Before entertaining any transition to a new healthcare system, we need to have a full understanding of who pays today and how well the system is working today.
That's Lincoln Representative Mike Fisher, the Democratic chairman of the House Committee on Healthcare. Fisher is among a group of lawmakers interviewing the vendors who might be hired to perform the analysis for the legislature. The work that will be done by consultants for lawmakers will in some ways be nearly identical to the work that will be conducted by consultants for the Shumlin administration. They'll be looking to find out not just how much individuals and businesses pay in the form of insurance premiums, but also the impact of healthcare-related costs on other household expenses, such as property tax bills.
The legislature and the administration may well ask the same questions of different contractors, and I think that's important that the legislature have an independent review of these questions.
Chittenden Senator Tim Ash is chairman of the Senate Committee on Finance. Ash says getting reliable answers to questions about cost will be vital when it comes time to make the case to Vermonters for whatever reform plans the legislature pursues.
So that if you contemplate any public financing scheme, that you know how it compares to the way things stand today. So that way, you know, the average family can say, oh, this is either going to save me money or cost me money, and the same would be true of businesses.
The contractor hired by the administration will also be responsible for determining how various single-payer financing proposals would affect individuals, businesses, and the economy at large. The legislature isn't looking for outside help with financing questions yet, but lawmakers have appropriated $800,000 over the next 2 years for consultant services related to health care reform. And the head of the legislature's Joint Fiscal Office says a portion of that money will be used to perform an independent economic analysis of whatever financing plan the administration proposes. Here's Tim Ash again.
We're a separate branch of government, and we both need to be using our resources to come up with the best confidence possible.
The Joint Fiscal Office is selecting from between four institutions, including the Massachusetts Institute of Technology and the RAND Corporation, that submitted bids to perform the work. For VPR News, I'm Peter Hirschfeld in Montpelier.